This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
Hi, my name's Ange Barry, and I'm the CEO of Joy 94.9, Australia's only LGBTIQ community radio station. I'm new to Joy, but Joy's been around for 26 years. We want to be around for another 26 years, and to do that, we need to grow. My vision for the future is for Joy to become Joy Nation, a combination of video, news and editorial, and of course, the great radio station that you love. We are so grateful for the support that our community has provided us over the years, but we are now reaching out to you, our friends in the broader Australian community, to help make this happen. So I'm asking you now to choose Joy by going to joy.org.au and donating to our Chuff campaign, helping us raise $250,000 to build Joy Nation. Joy, your voice, your radio station.
Now, today is election day. The polls are open till 8 p.m. So if you're in the half of Aussies who haven't yet voted either pre-poll or postal, today is the day to get a sausage. It's election day. Election sausage. Saturday Magazine starts now.
From Joy 94.9, this is Saturday Magazine.
And we are coming to you live, absolutely live, from the Victorian Pride Centre on this crisp election day. We're streaming online at joy.org.au and, of course, on the Joy app. Podcast, of course, is available. This is Saturday Magazine, Joy 94.9's longest-running news and current affairs show, and we proudly bring you this May 21st edition of Saturday Magazine. I'm Macca, and today I'm on my own. Tass is having some time off, and in fact, he won't be back until the 25th of June. Paul is doing our panel, and he's actually going to be away for July. Fiona, who's doing our social media and producing the show, she's having all of June off. Now, Gordon, please, don't go anywhere. Gordon, our podcaster, he's doing our podcast somewhere. And, of course, James is doing program support on the front desk. Now, next week, my co-host will be Fiona Newton. And over the following 3 weeks after that, I'll have lots of different co-hosts until Tass returns on June 25th. So stay tuned for that.
Macca, you'll have all the wonderful listeners to keep you company over the next few months.
I will, and all those lovely messages they send.
And Fiona's here. She wants to say goodbye, so she's coming to keep you company today.
Well, she's here next week.
I'm here next week too.
Oh, there you go. Yeah. Yes. There you go. Not so lonely.
So Fiona's going to have the whole month off.
Yes, yeah, so we're going to have some guest producers, and they're going to bring in some new, fresh talent. It'll be exciting.
Yes, and extra co-hosts.
Very exciting. Lots of refreshing stuff to brighten up your Saturday mornings. Yeah, so what's on the show today, Macca?
So shortly we're going to speak with Margaret Simons. Margaret is a freelance journo author and also an academic in the journalism field. She wants to talk about, could this election be the end of News Corps? And our news guy, Dave Allen, he's actually going to join us in the second hour. Around 11:30, Paul, Fiona, Dave and I are going to have a chat about the election. Don't want to know how people voted, but did your vote change from the start of the election to now? What were the highlights? What were the lowlights? What was your perception on the media and how it played out? And particularly, we'll speak with Dave about the share of voice for the major parties, but also the tonality, because that's very important. It's no good hearing lots about people if it's all awful. We've had an interesting week, in the run-up to the election. Prime Minister Morrison and opposition leader Albanese, very visible. And interestingly, going to a lot of seats that you would not normally see, particularly seats that you would regard as safe for either party or reasonably secure. So there's some interesting contests around the country. There's 151 contests. Every single one of them is different. But anyway, Margaret Simons, when we speak with Margaret, Margaret has actually, she's going to have to vote by phone today. She just tweeted that she's had a, she's done a rat. Well, it's a rat, you know, test, not done a rat. And that she's going, she's, let me start again. She'll be voting by phone because she's concerned she may have contracted COVID. So she's doing the right thing. Then we're going to speak with, I'm in trouble, Liam Elphick. He's on the committee of the Victorian Pride Lobby, talking about the Victorian state budget and in terms of funding for our community, the post-election landscape, updates to the religious discrimination bill, and he's actually going to be voting. Sorry, he's going to be talking to us as he queues up to vote. So perhaps he could ask people in the queue. You know, that'd be interesting. Then,
Mackie, you should just clarify that Liam was meant to be in the studio.
He was.
Because he's queuing.
Because he's such queuing. A long queue, that's right. He's in a very long queue. And then we're going to speak with Greg Highwood. Now, Greg is the former CEO of Fairfax Media before it was taken over by Channel 9, which is now called Nine Media, but it's only half as good as it should be, so it's four and a half. He's going to talk about some of the court orders that have happened. Most recently, one regarding a story that Nine were doing, and Adele Ferguson's involved in that. And a judge ordered that the producers show the people that the story about, let them have a look at the story before it goes to air. Now, and actually, it says here the polls close at 6 p.m, not 8 p.m. Yes, that's correct. I'm sorry, I got that wrong. So don't go there at 6:15 and blame me. From a listener here, my challenge was who to put last on the ballot. Too many I wanted last, I know. There's a few there. So after Greg Highwood, then Steve Hamilton. Now, Steve Hamilton's Associate Professor of Economics from George Washington University. Isn't that interesting? George Washington University. He's going to talk about the two policies, basically, super for housing or government as co-owner of housing. And I'm interested to ask Stephen about, well, what's happening to address the supply side? See what happens there. Then we've got a pre-recorded interview done by our CEO, Ange Barry, with Todd Fernando, the Commissioner for LGBTQIA plus Communities, and Martin Foley, Minister for Equality, on the roadmap that's going to drive inclusion in regional Victoria. Now, I actually got a question earlier on the email, and it was, I have a question for Macca regarding Clive Palmer. Yes. So it says here, after ripping off workers and leaving them with no entitlements and ruining the resort in Sunshine Coast and leaving owners with no way to sell their homes, oh, it's an opinion, how can he keep interest rates below 3%? Well, he can't. It's bullshit. Last time, you know that Rebecca looked, she said, you know, it is a capitalist economy, but it's not possible for him to control the market. Surely this nonsense claim, you know, is fraudulent. Yes, it is. You can't keep interest rates below 3% for 5 years unless the government is going to take over the banking system. And I don't think Clyde would like that. Why does he claim this on TV and billboards when it's incorrect? Because truth in advertising does not relate to political campaigns, just as the spam laws do not apply to politicians. So that's how he gets away with it. And, of course, you know, you see some of these posters and things, you know, Craig Kelly's going to be the next Prime Minister. Yeah, well, I'm going to go straight as well. You know, like, really, come on. But the United Australia Party vote is going to be really interesting. There's a lot of reports around from different booths, different people, saying there's a lot of interest in that. And I think it was W.C. Fields said never, well, someone said never underestimate the taste or the intelligence of the public. So if you're voting today, make it matter. Just think about number every square on your House of Reps paper. And in the Senate, you have to number at least you can actually do one above the line.
No, it's 6 above the line and 12 below the line.
Is it 12 below the line?
Yes.
Okay, there we go. So there you go. So there you go. I was sent. People will go to the polling booth at 7:30 and won't matter that it's closed because I told them the wrong way to do it.
Saturday Magazine, every Saturday from 10 until noon on Joy 94.9.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA plus community media organisation, Joy. Help keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.